Praise God. So this covenant, praise God, hallelujah. Let's rejoice, amen. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise God. Now this covenant provides us with the promises of God, so many promises. Some of the key ones are, first of all, salvation. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Next, deliverance from trouble. Call on me on the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Healing and forgiveness. To anyone who is sick in the church, or any of you sick, you should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you've committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Freedom from fear. You know, it's easy to slip into fear. We have a lady in our church. She started coming when she was a teenager, just when she started to work. Her first job, her only job. After 35 years of employment, along with about 24 other staff members, her position was terminated. She broke down crying and told Joan and I that she should have known better. But she said, I thought I had everything under control. And I was in charge, making a good salary, and I could take care of things. So I cut back on my tithing. I cut back on my giving. I never did much in first fruits. All of these things that she stopped doing, she felt contributed to her layoff. She was putting tremendous fear and guilt upon herself. And I said, you know, it's important that you realize that God's not asking you to make up those years that you stopped. God's a God of love and forgiveness. He forgives you. He loves you. Just start from where you are now. She had, you know, 37 years with the company, and then all of a sudden you're unemployed. She said she had a tremendous fear, if you can call it tremendous, but she said a tremendous fear of going out and looking for a job at her age and just going through interviews and all that you have to do today to secure a position. And I shared that an ancient legend of India tells us of the spirit of a plague passing an old man sitting under a tree. The man asked the spirit, where are you going? The spirit answered, to Benares to kill 100 people. Later, the man heard that 10,000 had died in the city. When the spirit of plague came by again, the man said to him, you lied. You said you'd only kill 100 people. He says, that's all I killed. By the spirit, for fear killed the rest. Fear will kill us. She said, well, that doesn't help me very much. Which I replied, Paul told Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. That broke through for her. Now, she's still having somewhat of a battle, but she set things right with God. She started her tithing, giving again to God. And we haven't done for first fruits. Yeah, we won't do it until I get home. And she's looking forward to giving her first fruits. So major turnaround because of the promises of God. Amen?
Amen.
God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Wisdom, if any of you lacks wisdom, anybody need wisdom? If you lack wisdom in a situation, ask God and he'll give it to you. Victory over covetousness. Prosperity. How many are interested in prosperity? Given, it'll be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men pour into your bosom. With a measure that you measure it out, it'll be measured back to you again. Peace of mind, joy, and hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you can have any promise that you find in the Word of God. If you ask anything according to his will, you know that he hears you. Jesus said to ask the Father anything in his name and he will give it to you. I love that passage of scripture in John, 1 John 5, 14 and 15, if you want to look at that. And we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. And since we know he hears us when we make our requests, we also know that he will give us what we ask for. Another translation reads, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. That's a promise of God. It's a promise of God that belongs to us. Notice the words, whatever we ask. Whatever we ask. Whatever means anything. There are no limits of what we can ask for. When you're asking according to what God has willed for you. Yes. Amen? Amen? So we need to know what the will of the Lord is. Now, some people use the expression, if it's your will, at the end of their prayers. They're not sure what the will of God is, so they use that as a blanket statement to cover to themselves in case the prayer isn't answered the way they believe it should be. When you add that phrase to the end of the prayer, you're saying you're not sure what the will of God is. I believe this will help us to understand the will of God. I think Charlie this weekend mentioned in the morning service the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need. Now think for a minute about that statement. Think about it. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus taught that we should pray that way. When you read the Bible and know how wonderful things are in heaven, it gives you some idea of what God wants to do. Yes. Is there sickness in heaven? No. Everything in heaven's healthy. Is there poverty in heaven? No. Streets are paved with gold. Are there heartbreaks and disappointments in heaven? No. There's happiness and joy. If God's total will were to be done on earth as it is in heaven, there'd be no sickness, no disease, no poverty, no sorrow. There'd be health, prosperity, and joy. God stands ready, willing, and able to answer your prayers. Look at Ephesians 3. 20:21. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power to work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we may ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever. Another translation uses, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the mighty power that works in us. Many people today are still asking, is it God's will to heal me? Is it God's will to bless me? Is it God's will for me to have finances? God has given us his will. It's written in the words of the Bible. And when we pray his will, if it's a promise in the Bible, it's yours. You know, I need a touch of revival, Pastor. I need a touch of revival. So I'm just really felt led of this. I'd like to see our brother minister some tonight because I want to be touched. My wife wants to be touched. And so if you all don't mind, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to receive if our brother's willing. Pastor, why don't you just introduce our brother? God bless you, brother. Praise the Lord.
I need a mighty touch of God. I need a mighty touch of God. Amen.
We glorify your holy name, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Jesus. Thank you for the anointing that's even in this place right now, Lord, reviving us, refreshing us, renewing us, Jesus. Let not one person leave the same way they came, but let them leave changed and touched by your power, by your glory, by your presence. Hallelujah. Father, we're so hungry. We're so hungry.
Oh, yes.
We're so hungry for more. We're so hungry for more, Jesus. We're so hungry for more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just tell him tonight you're hungry. Just tell him. Tell him tonight, I'm hungry, Lord. I'm thirsty. I've got to have more of you, Jesus. I've got to have more of you, Jesus. I'm not satisfied where I'm at right now. I've got to have more, Lord. I've got to have more. I've got to have more. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the touch of heaven, Jesus. Thank you for the touch of heaven, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for reviving us, for changing us, for filling us, for saturating us, Lord Jesus, with your glory, with your presence, with your anointing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We magnify you. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. And in this place, we lift you up, Jesus. In this place, we exalt you, Jesus. In this place, we praise you, Jesus. In this place, we magnify you, Jesus. There's none like you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A fresh outpouring tonight, Lord. A fresh outpouring of your Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, let's just worship him for a moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 I tell you, I feel the Holy Ghost here right now. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost here right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you need tonight, whatever you need tonight, you can get. Whatever you need tonight, you can get. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me tell you something. There's you can't take away from the anointing, because the anointing destroys the yoke of bondage and sets the captive free. And I tell you what, I love it when I can come to church and I can feel my Heavenly Father. I can feel His anointing. I can feel His presence. I can get filled with His joy. I can leave this place having the peace of God resting on the inside of me. That means tomorrow, I'm not concerned about tomorrow, because my faith and my trust is in Him. And I have His peace resting upon me. Come on now. Hallelujah. 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 I tell you what, I thank God for this church. There's something about this church. There's something that's about to happen in this place. I'm telling you right now. There's something about to happen in this place. I believe there's going to be a fresh wind of the Spirit that's going to blow through Calvary. Come on now. You know, we got invited this weekend, Friday night and Saturday night, and when I went to minister here in town. I didn't mention anything in the church because I don't want to distract from what God's doing here. And I know this was a big weekend for the church being first fruits. So I never mentioned a word and didn't say a word to anybody. Let me tell you what. Friday night and Saturday night, I went to work. I mean, I went to work. I mean, I had to work. And then when I was done working, I had to work some more. Hello. I mean, I just could not wait to get back home. I'll tell you right now. This pastor of yours, he's prepared the ground. I mean, listen, I get up on the platform. My feet hit you. I feel the anointing. I'm like, ooh, yeah. It feels like I'm back home. But I tell you, Jesus, help me. I got up this morning like this. Because I worked hard. I worked hard. Friday night, Saturday night, I worked hard. My wife was there. JD came with me. I'm telling you right now, I worked hard. He was sitting on the front row going, man, I'm about to slide under the anointing and fall under the pew. And everybody else is looking at me like this. Thank God for a church that loved the move of God. Thank God for a church that loved the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank God for a church that will prepare you for what God wants to do. Hallelujah. And I can tell you right now, Wednesday night was off the chain. How many of you are here Wednesday night? I mean, it was off the chain. Hallelujah. I wore jeans this evening. I wasn't even prepared. I didn't come prepared to preach. I came to listen to the man of God here this evening. But, you know, God has his way. He does what he wants to do. And we just go with the flow. Amen. We just go with the flow of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Acts chapter 2. Hallelujah. We might as well have revival. Acts chapter 2 verse 1 says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Listen, it's a wonderful place to be when we're all in one place together. But it's even better when we get in one accord. See, and I feel like Wednesday night we were in one accord. Hello? You know, when you're ministering to people and you're praying for joy and then somebody in the congregation looks at you and says, I don't believe in joy. Do you think we're in one accord? That's what happened to me Friday night. Do you think we're in one accord? You know what my response was? I don't care what you think. If you want to have your depression, that's fine. If you want to have a pity party, go for it. But don't expect any of us to join you. Hello? Because we ain't joining anybody's pity party. Now, if you want to have a revival, we're there. If you want to get some joy, we're there. If you want to drink of the new wine, we're there. But if you want to have a pity party, sorry, I can't make it. I've got a football game to watch. Come on now. I've got a horse that I have to go water. Or do something, anything but that. Are you listening to me? Not interested in a pity party. We get together in one place, and you go to many churches, and it's like that. It's just like there's a pull. I can feel the pull. I feel it in the spirit. You know, when the last two nights, the band, they weren't interested in the move of God. Oh, you listen to me. So I feel the pull. I feel the pull on the worship. Then when I get up, I feel the pull afterwards. And I'm watching the people. And there's a pull away from what God's doing. And the band end up in the foyer. Go figure. Listen, if they were my band, they wouldn't be my band. They might need a band aid after I'm done with them. But they wouldn't be my band because
You can't have the freedom of the Holy Ghost when you've got people that are in leadership that are pulling from one side to the other. Oh, you listen to me. Who wouldn't love joy? Who wouldn't love to have a drink of the Holy Ghost? I mean, listen, we're talking about a great move of the Spirit of God that's coming. And in that move, I'm telling you right now, joy is going to be right in the middle of everything we do. Just because it's going to be a fresh wave of the move of God does not mean to say that joy won't be there. Oh, you listen to me. I've heard a minister one day, he said, man, it's time the church start crying. We've already done the joy thing. Now it's time the church start crying. And I'm like, seriously? Show me in the Bible where it says the crying of the Lord is our strength. It says the joy of the Lord. And the church has been crying for so many years and they're still crying. They need some joy. Hello. Laughter's like a medicine. Have some medication. It'll sound like this. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho. He, he, he. That's what it sounds like when you take that medication. Hello. Much like that. It says, verse 2 says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Listen, it wasn't a little breeze. It wasn't like the disciples went. I think I can feel a slight wind blowing. Yes, it's a breeze coming from that corner. No, it was a mighty rushing wind. A mighty rushing wind. Like a Holy Ghost tornado in the house. That would freak out religion. Listen, if we had a mighty rushing wind come through here tonight, it might freak out a few folks. Well, maybe not here tonight because we don't have any religion. We'd have to go find some religious people to get them in here so they can be freaked out. Amen. It says, like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. I don't believe that wind of the Spirit only filled the house where they were sitting, but I believe it filled each and every person in that house. Then the Bible goes on to say, there appeared to them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. So not only did the wind of the Spirit come, but the fire of God fell on everyone, on everybody's head. Hello. Then the Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. What an encounter. What an encounter with the Holy Spirit. This is the coming of the Holy Ghost. This is the day that the Holy Spirit begins to dwell on the inside of a human being. And he comes like wind and he comes like fire. And everybody gets filled. There's not a person in the house that doesn't get filled. Sounds like revival to me. I said it sounds like revival to me. Woo, glory to God. I feel it. I feel it. Hallelujah. Ha! They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and then they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Imagine that. Imagine that. Suddenly the wind blows, the fire falls, everybody gets filled. And then all of a sudden, strange language comes out. And you can carry on reading through Acts chapter 2. It talks about when they went on the streets, people accused them of being drunk. So not only did the wind come and the fire fell, they got filled and they spoke in a strange language, but they also got drunk. That means when I get filled with the Holy Spirit, I'm actually going to be drunk on the Spirit. Hello. A lot of Christians are drunk on the world and on the things of the world. But when you get filled with the Spirit of God, you become drunk on the Spirit. People say, well, I don't believe in that drinking stuff. Well, then just don't get filled with the Spirit. Hello. Because when you get filled with the Spirit, you become intoxicated with Him. And when you become intoxicated with the Spirit of God, then you become drunk on the Spirit of God. Hello. Better be drunk on the things of God than drunk on the things of the world. The things of the world grow strangely dim in His light of His glory and grace. Let me tell you what, I never understood that until I had an encounter with God. The moment I had an encounter with God, suddenly the things of the world, they didn't mean anything anymore. Hello? They just weren't that important anymore. Come on now. It's like our whole focus changes. I believe God wants to change the focus of the church to be focused on Him. Because let me tell you what, when we focused on Him, then we'd be focused on the sinner. We'd be focused on the world. And we'd be focused on the anointing to see that anointing set the captive free. As long as we focused on Him. And you can't be not focused on Him when you're full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The moment you get full of the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you right now, it becomes all about God. All about Jesus. All about the Holy Spirit. You know something? I won't watch Christian television. Let me tell you why. Because 90% of the stuff on Christian television is not edifying. It's not lifting me up. And I feel zero anointing. And I don't see the demonstration of the power of God. Why do we not put the demonstration of the power of God on national television so that the world can see God demonstrating Himself in the church? I had a lady one day sit down with us, and she was talking about media and Facebook and all the stuff, and how we should present everything. And you know, there's a picture of myself and my wife, and it's my personal Facebook, but I use it for ministry. And it's kind of us, you know, hanging out together. We're kind of cuddling a little. And, you know, it's probably not a ministry picture, but it's us. Hello. She said, no, you need to take that down, and, you know, you need to put a tie on, and you need to, you know, look professional. I'm not professional. And then she was going through the whole thing. You need to pull all the photographs. I've looked at your whole Facebook. You need to pull all those photographs of people lying on the floor. And you need to take them off the Facebook. I'm like, then I wouldn't get any photographs on there. Are you listening to me? We have thousands of photographs of people on the floor. What am I going to do with those? Hello? It is what we are. And I don't mind if people don't mind. If you end up on my Facebook on the floor, I want others to see God's moving by His Spirit. I want to see others to see God is anointing is falling in the house and people are getting set free. Hello. But that's what they do on TV. I've had some experience with this before. We were invited to a TV station in Seattle, Washington. Sorry, in Portland, Oregon. Seattle, Washington, Portland is pretty close together. But anyway, we did a revival of 7 weeks in Eugene, Oregon. And then we were invited to this TV station. They gave us 2.5 hours. And we had 100 people show up at the studio. And listen, I did a full praise and worship. And we did a full-on meeting. Power of God shook that whole place. Everybody was drunk in the Holy Ghost. The hosts of the show were on the floor. I mean, I preached like it was our last opportunity. Are you listening to me? And even the guy that was doing the floor manager, he'd show you the time. He'd have a card and he'd flip the card over. And he got to the camera and I was praying for the last couple of people. And he flipped the thing over and he showed me it was like 3 minutes or 4 minutes to go. He showed it to me. And I looked down at the guy and I went and picked up his cue card from him, laid hands on him, power God, knocked him on the floor. And then I flipped it over and I showed him 3 minutes. I mean, the cameramen were drunk in the Holy Ghost. I mean, it was just the Holy Ghost hoedown. Listen, that thing was put on the air once, and they had a call from the owners of the television station saying, if you show that program one more time, we will fire you. Hello? And that was the end of it. Why? Because they don't want to disrupt stuff. They don't want to upset people. They want people to still watch their programs. They want to draw in the money that they can. And this wasn't their agenda. Their agenda is not to see the power of God demonstrated. Hello? Listen, if we can't see the power of God demonstrated, then what are we doing? What are we playing, a game? Is it a game we play? Is it because we want to just go through the motions? No, we want to see God move. We want to see the glory of God come down. America needs revival. Canada needs revival, eh? See, he'll understand if I talk like that. Canada needs revival, eh? See, you wouldn't understand me otherwise, but the moment I said, hey, you went, oh yeah, praise Jesus. I know, I've had revival in Canada, and they were all looking at me like, and then I ended up with A on one of my sentences, and they were all like, yeah, praise God. And then every sentence I preached from there on ended with A. And they all were excited and God blessed. Amen. But we need revival. We need God to come and shake our nation. Thank God for what He's doing right now in the nation. But now's the time the church grab a hold of what God's doing. And let's run with it like we've never run before. Because now we have the opportunity. Listen, I believe this with all my heart, that if somebody else had got in the White House, they would have hindered what the church could do. I'm telling you right now, we are so blessed. We're so blessed. It's like Pastor Bob says, God literally saved us from another 48 years of, listen, we would have been persecuted. I'm telling you right now, we would have been persecuted. But we don't have that in the White House at the moment. So now's the time the church should rise up. Because you know what? In the next 8 years, we can be running so hard and seeing God do some such amazing things that it doesn't matter who gets in there afterwards, because they're not going to stop it. Oh, you listen to me? Come on. Hallelujah. It's all about revival and the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, and the joy of the Lord is our strength, and the peace of God and His word and His promises and prosperity and blessing and provision. He said, I'm coming back for a victorious church. I believe that's in every area of our life. I believe when Jesus comes back, we are going to be walking in the greatest anointing that the world and the church has ever seen. Every day, we're going to be walking in the greatest anointing that the world and the church has ever seen. When that trumpet sounds, we are going to go out at the top. Hello. And think about this carefully. If Jesus said, I'm coming back for a victorious church, do you think Jesus was talking about a certain group of people? Or was He talking about the body of Christ? So if He's going to get the body of Christ victorious, man, we're going to need a flood from heaven. We need a few Holy Ghost drownings. Hello. We need a few Holy Ghost drownings. I know a few people I want to hold down. Hello. I mean, it's so wonderful that we're a part of this. We're all a part of one of the greatest things that's ever touched the earth. You and I, we're all a part of it.
Yes, we are.
See, it's not going to come through one man or one ministry. It's going to come through the body. Is there anybody here that's part of the body? Then it's coming through you. I said it's coming through you. You have to allow God to do whatever He wants to in your heart. You have to allow Him to come and burn out all the dross. That's why the fire is such a good thing. Let Him come burn out all the dross. Let Him change you from the inside out. Let Him purify the vessel so that you can be that carrier that God wants you to be. It's a carrier of the anointing. So that everywhere you go, signs, wonders, and miracles will happen. I'm contending for signs, wonders, and miracles this year. I'm contending for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost this year. I believe 2017. Listen, we keep wanting to talk about the 90s. Man, that's going to be like just a shadow of what God's about to do. Listen, I'm not taking away from the 90s. That's where our lives were changed and transformed, and many others were too. But let me tell you what, that's then. This is now. This is now. And I believe what we're going to see happening is going to be greater than what we saw happening back in the 90s. Places like this are going to be filled to capacity. I'm telling you right now, you watch and see. You might have to get here to church early to get a front row seat. You watch and see. It's coming. I said it's coming. Places like this will probably be too small. Hello. We might need to pitch a 5,000-seater tent on the property somewhere. Hello. Use this just for the new converts. Come on now. When God starts doing what He's going to do in the last days, I'm telling you right now, all hands on deck. Thank God for revival. Thank God that He's setting us free. Thank God that we'll never be the same because of the anointing. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. I feel the wind right now. I feel the wind right now. I feel the fire right now. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel like we just connected to Wednesday night. Just a moment ago, we connected to Wednesday night. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fresh wind of your spirit, Lord. Fresh fire of God. Let it fall upon every one of us. Let it sit upon every one of us in this place tonight, like it did on the day of Pentecost, Jesus. That we'll never be the same. We'll never be the same. We'll never be the same. Never be the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo. I'm holding on there, Brother Charlie. I'm just holding on right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you for strength. Strength in your servant, Lord.
Supernatural.
Let your anointing flood his body, Lord, right now, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Let him leave this place revived, refreshed, made whole, renewed by the Spirit of Almighty God. In the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for fresh fire from heaven, a fresh wind of the Spirit, fresh oil right now, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, there it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. That's up there right now. That's up there right now. That's up there right now. Ha ha. Ha ha. Oh. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, joy, joy. It's going to sound like this. Ha, ha, ha. Trust me, I do this for a living. Bible says laughter is like a medicine. Have a little medication. When you have this medication, there is a side effect. It sounds like this. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho. He, he, he. Thank you, Lord. Touch him, Jesus. Touch him, Lord. Get him all drunk, Lord. Get him all drunk in the Spirit, Jesus. Fresh anointing, Lord. Fresh anointing, Jesus. Fresh anointing. I have been. She, look at her. Look how happy she is. She's drinking. Oh, yeah. She's drinking. Look at her. Oh, yeah. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Little medication. Little medication from the Holy Ghost. Never killed anybody. Fill him up, Lord. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Jesus. Get this whole front row, yeah, Lord. Get this whole front row, Lord. Get the whole front row, Jesus. Get the whole front row, Lord. Fill Brother Charlie, Lord. Oh! Fill him up, Lord, with fresh fire. Ho! 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 Fill him up, Lord. 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 Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Woo. 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 Fill him up, Lord. Fill him up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Fill him up, Lord. 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 Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Lord. Get the second row, yeah, Lord. Get the whole second row. Get the whole second row, yeah, Jesus. Fill the whole second row, Lord. Get them all. Get them all, Jesus. Get them all, Lord. Fill them up, Jesus. Fill them up, Jesus. Fill them up, Lord. Fill them up, Jesus. My God, he's going to make me come all the way there. Fire! 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 Fire the Holy Ghost. 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 The anointing destroys the yoke of bondage, sets the captive free. Free. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, get this whole row, Lord. Get this whole row. Row number three, Jesus. Get them all drunk. Get them all filled. Get them all saturated with fire. Fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire. 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 Fire the Holy Ghost. 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 I said the whole row. I said the whole row. That means you too, my brother. Fire, 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 fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. When we say the whole row, we mean the whole row. Woo! Fire! 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 Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire, 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 fire. It's just like fire shut up in my bones. It's just like fire shut up in my bones. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm not working, Pastor Bob. I'm doing nothing. Holy Ghost is doing everything. Oh! Holy Ghost, fire. Holy Ghost 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 fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come here, both of you, quickly, come here. You're under arrest.
Hallelujah.
You don't have the right to remain silent.
No.
Fire! 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 Get him, Lord. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Jesus. Fill him up, Lord, with fresh oil, fresh fire. Hallelujah. 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 It's okay. You won't die. I promise you, you won't die. You won't die. We've done thousands of meetings like this, and we've never had anybody die from joy. So I promise you, you won't die from joy. Come here, all three of you. Come here quickly. You can join him, lady. Come. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift your hands to heaven. Lord, there it is. There it is. There it is. Jesus, there it is. Lift your hands to heaven. Lift your hands to heaven. There it is. That's it there. That's it there. Ho! Yeah. Take that. Take it. Take it. It's yours. Take it. It's yours. Take it. It's yours. You'll be okay. I promise you. Have you ever seen anything like this before? Huh? Have you? Have you seen stuff like this before? You have. You want some? Come. Come right over here. Just lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Lord, I thank you right now for your anointing, Lord. There it is. Jesus. Touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. Let a fresh fire. There it is, right now. That's it there, right now. That's it there, right now. Jesus' mighty name. That's it there, right into you. Right into you. Just let God begin to touch you. You'll leave this place changed. You'll leave this place changed. You'll leave this place changed. You'll leave this place filled. You'll leave this place saturated with the presence and the glory of God. Hallelujah. Come here, dear lady. Who is she? Who is that? Your daughter-in-law. So you're the mother-in-law. Oh, well, be the best mother-in-law, and the way to do that is be drunk all the time. Full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's your mother-in-law. She's drinking. She's drinking of the new wine. She's drinking of the new wine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give me 1 minute. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you for this man of God, Lord.
Thank you.
Even right now,
yes, God.
Let there be a fresh wind and a fresh anointing flooding his body from the top of his head to the soles of his feet.
Yes, Lord.
Touch his body right now, Lord. Give him strength. For these days that he has to still run. Give him strength, Lord. I thank you that even through his ministry, he sees a fresh wave and a fresh wind of the Spirit blow. In Jesus' mighty name.
I receive it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Fresh fire from heaven. Fresh fire from heaven, Lord. Fresh fire from heaven, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come here. Come here, both of you. Come here quickly. I never get to pick on you much. You're always behind the B3. So lift your hands to heaven. Close your eyes. Lord, a fresh fire, Lord, a fresh wind, a fresh anointing, Lord, let it fall upon them tonight in the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord. Right now, right now, right now. Get them drunk, filled, saturated, full of joy. Drunk, filled, saturated, full of joy. Drunk, filled, saturated, full of joy. I said drunk, filled, saturated, full of joy. Joy, 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 joy. Full of joy. Come here, both of you. Come here quickly. You're already probably walking drunks, but it doesn't matter. Come right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Fill them up, Lord. Don't kill him, Lord. Just bless him. Just bless him, Jesus. Fire! Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire! Fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 How you doing, dear lady? Earth the lady. How are you doing? You doing good? What does that mean? You doing good? Huh? I must wait here. Oh, great. Great. Well, come out. Yeah, I got some more for you. Yes, come on out. Huh? Stand right over here. Lift your hands to heaven. Fire of the Holy Ghost. She said she's doing great. Now she's doing a little better than great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Loving my work, Pastor. I mean, this doesn't even resemble Friday night seminar. Am I right? It's like two different rivers. The other one was a muddy river that we were sludging through, and finally we found some form of the move of the Spirit. But here, this river is crystal clear. It's flowing in a very fast pace. And I like it a lot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come here, both of you, quickly. Right over here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. David, you and your wife, come out here quickly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Careful, it gets a little thick down here. Be careful. Lift your hands to heaven. See, these are not drunk as you suppose. Seeing that it's only 20 to 9 or 25 to 9 in the evening, Jesus. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. He's going to give you everything you want, everything you need, all the desires. He's got it all laid out, my friend. Ha! Yeah. Let me tell you what is bigger than what you even imagine. Jesus' mighty name. Let me help you, Brother Charlie. Let me help you up. Let me help you up. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's contend for the move of the Spirit of God this year. Let's press in like we've never pressed in before. Because I'm telling you right now, I feel Wednesday night, you know, when you do revival meetings, and Pastor Bob, you know this, when you have revival meetings and then suddenly one night it feels like you surge ahead, it's like you jump ahead. I felt like Wednesday night we jumped a few weeks ahead. I mean, I can't say a few nights, I felt like a few weeks ahead. And we just picked up tonight from where we left off on Wednesday night. So only God knows what's going to happen this coming Wednesday and this coming Sunday night, but I'm telling you right now, it ain't over yet. There's still a whole lot more to come. There's still a whole lot more to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. One more round. One more round. Have one more round. Lord, give him another dose. Give him another dose, Jesus. Give him another dose, Lord. Give him another dose, Jesus. Give him another dose, Lord. Oh. Refreshing, reviving. Yeah. Refreshing, reviving. Hallelujah. 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 One more round, Lord. One more round, Lord. Total health in this body. Total health in this body. Total health in this body. In the name of Jesus. We speak it. Joy. Joy. Ha ha, Pastor Bob. Ho ho, Pastor Bob. Hee-hee, Pastor Bob. Yes, Pastor Bob, ha-ha. Let it bubble out your belly, sir. Oh, yeah. Let it bubble out your belly. Lord, get Pastor Bob drunk tonight. Oh, yeah. Get him drunk in the Holy Ghost. Yeah. That he may need a driver to drive him home. In Jesus' name. No, he's too drunk already. He can't drive. He's already too drunk. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to go ahead and open up the altar, the bar. The bar's ready to be served. Drinks on the house. Those that want prayer, that you can make it down to the front, come. Let's line up down the front. But you want to say anything else, Pastor Bob? No? Okay. Honey, come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't go to heaven until I lay hands on you. Otherwise, Otherwise, you go to heaven by yourself. It's a long way. It's like the drunks are carrying up the drunks. Let's get rid of these drunks. Mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Fill him up, Lord. Fill him up, Lord. Fill him up, Jesus. Fresh fire from heaven. There it is. There it is. There it is. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for your touch, Jesus. Thank you for your touch, Lord.
Let your love run over here now. Let
Jesus.
Your glory fill
him
this
up, Lord.
House.
Fill
pour
him up, Lord.
Out.
Fill him up, Lord.
Let your love
fill him
run
up, Lord.
Over
fill him up, Lord.
Here and now.
Fill him up with fresh oil.
Let your
fresh
glory
oil.
Fill
fresh oil.
This
joy
house.
Bubble. Let it bubble out your belly. Joy. Take it, it's yours. Take it, it's yours. Take it, it's yours. In Jesus' mighty name.
Pour it out.
Jesus' mighty name.
Let your love run over.
Jesus' mighty name.
Here and now.
Take it, take it,
let
take it.
Let your glory
it.
Fill
take
this
it.
House.
Take
pour it,
it
out. Let your
Jesus
love
mighty
run
name.
Over.
Jesus.